It's his time on a Thursday morning. It's the 7th of April, 2016. Buzz Aldrich filling in on this part for Andy Bates on Worldwide KFUL, the messenger of good news. And it's time for our weekly visit with Lutheran Senior Services. And in with us today, Anne Marie Wallace. Good morning.
Good morning, Buzz. How are you today?
Doing just fine. What a lovely morning, at least to start off with here.
I know. Very nice outside. My drive-in was quite pleasant.
And so we are looking at some things that could be pleasant for people in your field for with Lutheran Senior Services. Now, everybody knows older adults living life to the fullest. Everybody knows those little catch lines that Lutheran Senior Services has.
Correct.
But it's not just the older people that do things at Lutheran Senior Services, and you're proof of that.
Our proof of that is that, so we have over 3,000 employees that live out our mission, older adults living life to the fullest, like you said. And that's based after John 10:10, where Jesus says, "I have come that they may have life and life to the full." And we think our mission statement applies to all of our employees as well. So out of those 3,000 employees, over a third of them are actually under the age of 35.
You have to continue things, and the only way to continue is to bring up the younger people too.
Exactly. So about a year ago, me and three other of my colleagues got together and we're like, you know what? We love our jobs. We love working for LSS. We love the mission. We're super excited about it. And we found that statistic that a third of us were under the age of 35. We're like, well, what can we do for ourselves to bring up that next generation of those who will lead this mission? And so today I want to talk to you about young professionals at Lutheran Senior Services.
That sounds like a great idea, because obviously there are different generations that will be involved in making sure the mission continues.
Exactly. So the four of us got together and we had this huge plan. Okay, this is how we're going to do it and how it makes sense, because logistically, coordinating 1,000 people who are spread across 21 locations, two states, basically 10 hours of travel from Peoria all the way down to our southernmost location. That's a lot of logistics there. So we kind of tried to figure everything out. We went to our senior leaders and said, hey, we'd like to do this. And they said, go for it. So it's been an exciting adventure, but really it's all coming back to that mission of how can we continue to be the best at what we do and pass on that flame, while at the same time garnering kind of the wisdom of the generation that's come before us, best practices. So we've had a few events in which we've invited people from all of our locations to come together, and it has been so much fun.
So what exactly did you come up with, you and your coworkers and probably others that got involved in the LSS Young Professionals?
So we've had two events so far outside of, we held a focus group as well to kind of figure out what we did all want to do. But we did kind of networking meet and greet where we had all our senior leaders come in and we did roundtable discussion. It was kind of like speed dating, but for LSS. So we had all our senior leaders there and the young professionals got to ask them questions like, you know, how did you get started? What are you reading as a leader? What should I be reading as a leader? How do you see our industry changing? Because senior care and living is changing rapidly. So how is LSS going to be on the forefront of that? So when it's my turn to become a leader, you know, and maybe manage people and have direct reports, like, you know, what's going to be coming down the road? So that was our first event. It was fantastic. We held it at Schlafly Bottle Works, which is one of our great partners out in Maplewood, and great success. And then last week was our second event. We actually held that at Laclede Grove Senior Living, which is in Webster Groves. And we had a speaker come in to talk to us about how to make great and lasting first impressions. And it was so much fun.
I'll have to ask this. Did you utilize that nice big auditorium there?
Yes, yeah. You bet, yeah. I did. And their great food. Yeah. It's like all in one. You go to Laclede Groves and they're like, yes, we have space. And yes, we have food. And can we help you with anything? And we're like, oh, we love you all.
I have to admit, I think the listeners have heard me say this before, but I get there 3 or 4 times a year to that particular complex because I play in a band that performs at the various homes there. So every once in a while on a Tuesday night, I make an appearance in that auditorium or one of the other areas. And it's no. To me, I've been watching this for, well, since I was in high school, so a long, long time, and see how it's developed and morphed through the years, especially with the big construction a couple of years ago, how much enjoyment everybody gets out of being there.
Had I known that you played, because we did have a musician, he was a seminarian student that we actually found on Craigslist. So what are the coincidences that we were looking for a musician, found him on Craigslist, and he turns out to go to Concordia Seminary?
Nice.
Like, small world there. But next time you should play for us. What kind of music do you do?
Well, we actually perform for the older adults. We have, in fact, I must say I'm one of the younger members of our band. We play old standards, big band, jazz, movie tunes from the years past. You'll hear stuff that might even be 100 or more years old because the band's been around since 1900.
Oh, well, next Young Professionals meeting, we'll have you come down and we will jam out ourselves. But our plan is that, you know, we'll continue to kind of, so a lot of our employees, you know, they might live at or work at Laclede Groves, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they get to go out and see some of our other locations, our other communities. So our plan is that we're almost going to do a tour de LSS and go around to all the different ones and have our different locations host it so that everyone can get to know a little bit more about the organization that they work for, because I think it's very easy, both at LSS and probably in many other businesses and organizations as well, if you have multiple locations, to kind of be at your own and think this is kind of the center of your world, but to then get that broader view. I mean, that's part of the development of any young professional that you might have in your organization is showing them just kind of all that's going on. So that's one of our goals as well, is we're going to kind of go around so that people can see all of our different communities and network with one another. And I really think it's going to be beneficial, not only for those who are employed here at LSS and really want to make a career out of it, but also for our residents and those that we serve, because our mission is super important. There's a high need for it, and it's just growing and expanding. And with a mission that important, you have to entrust it to people who believe in it, who want to carry that flame and also have the ability and capability to do it. And so that's kind of our goal in a nutshell, is really we want to raise the next generation of leaders in senior living and care. So it's exciting. It's also a little nervous because you're like, this has never been done before, and we actually can't find another senior living community that does anything like this. So we're really forging new trails over at LSS every day.
That's a great idea to continue the not just the outreach to the people, but to make sure that all the business people that are together at the young age get to go to the different areas, because even the living facilities themselves each have a different feel, a different aspect that somebody who's never been to, say, one of the, what's on McKenzie?
The Village of McKenzie Place.
The Village of McKenzie Place. You know, if they haven't visited there, they don't know what it's like compared to what's over at Laclede Groves, Laclede Commons, and all that.
It's all of our communities have a unique flavor. They're very... It's just so cool to go in there and see the family that's been created around there. So to get to show that to other people as well, that's a double bonus.
So you're going to do that, but you're still going to keep the mission part in. And I understand that you've got part of the mission in mind today with something from Psalm 78.
We do. So this is kind of life's quirks and quinky dinks. So my husband and I, we have this daily devotion where every day we read, and, you know, there's the April 6th one, and then we read throughout the entire Bible. And I was like, oh, what's that Bible verse about telling the next generation? Because that's so applicable to LSS young professionals. And would you have it, Noah, of all coincidences, it was what we were reading that night. And so today, I just want to share this devotion with you all from Psalm 78, verse starting at verse 1. My people, hear my teaching. Listen to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth with a parable. I will utter hidden things, things from of old, things we have heard and known, things our ancestors have told us. We will not hide them from their descendants. We will tell the next generation the praiseworthy deeds of the Lord, his power, and the wonders he has done. So with LSS Young Professionals, you know, it is targeted towards those who are in their first and early careers, but it's also built on the foundation of those who have come before us, who kind of are sharing with us, you know, their wisdom and the things that they've learned along the way, so that our mission is strong as we move kind of into the years ahead. So it's super exciting, and yeah, we'll see what happens next. We're kind of, the train is coming, and we're just kind of laying the tracks down as we go and figuring it out. But I think it's been wonderful so far.
Well, where you went with that is perfect for what you're doing, because you want everybody else in the younger generation, the young professionals, to learn the stories of the people that are already doing the work or the residents.
Oh, and there are so many great stories. I'm the writer and producer for LSS, so I get the lucky blessing that I get to hear a lot of them all the time. In fact, it's my job to talk to people. Like, they pay me to talk to people, Buzz. It's the best job in the world.
I wouldn't know anything about... No, wait a second. No, that is a terrific thing. And for those of us who get to do that for a living, it's a blessing for us no matter what. I get to talk to you. You get to talk to me. You get to talk to all these people that are residents, I'm sure. Now, is that probably one of the things that you do? You interview, maybe it's on a video sometimes?
Oh, we do video, and we just do interviews where we then like transcribe them and put them out on our social media pages and our blog pages. But yeah, I get to go around to all our different locations, all our communities, because there's so many exciting things going on. And people send me stories all the time, and people send me cards that resident family members or residents themselves have written in thanks to staff members. And so what a great blessing that I kind of get to receive all of those and go out and ask questions of people and of their lives and their experiences. I just feel like wisdom is dumped on me every single day, and it's amazing.
And you get to find out through some of them, exactly like it says here in the Psalm 78, the glorious deeds of the Lord, because these stories are coming through their life's experiences, and they realize, especially all of us as we age, what the blessings that we've had and continue to have are and can mean to somebody else who hasn't experienced all of them yet.
There is great perspective that I get to listen to, and I think that's missing sometimes. And what a great blessing that, like I said, to pass that along to the next generation, a perspective and a way of looking at things. And that's really important for what we do. And that's a part of living life to the fullest, is having that perspective. So that's what's going on there. Of course, there's a bunch of other things as well. I always like to make sure that I update everyone on all the things that LSS is doing and what's upcoming. And so a few amazing things is that if you would like to go to the ballpark on June 17th, which also happens to be my birthday. So I'm like, oh, this is great. I get to go to the ballpark on my birthday because it's LSS night at the ballpark. So that night they're giving away jerseys, and come join us on June 17th for LSS night at the ballpark.
How do they find out?
There's more information, of course, on the Cardinals site. You can just go and buy tickets there, or you can go to lssliving.org.
Anne Marie Wallace, thanks for joining us again this week.
Wonderful. So great to be here, Buzz.
They'll be back again next week on His Time on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.